Catch up on the Rush Hour with Jazz and Louie, and catch up on free rego across the entire Tiguan range until the end of June. Treat yourself at Southern Volkswagen Ranella, 104.7 Triple M.
Great to have your company, family. Sit back and relax. 2 hours of the top rating sports show in town coming your way. Did I read that right?
Yeah.
Good. Massive guest list, mate, for a Thursday. BT, the bristle, Brian Taylor, Wandering Brian, 5'10", lock him in. He's over in Perth ahead of the big game of West Coast taking on the Cats tonight. We talked to Briss. Danny Green, the green machine. Have you heard the news? Conor McGregor versus Floyd Mayweather is a go-go. Vegas, August. We're going to talk to the green machine about.
Brilliant.
Has the notorious one got any chance of upsetting money in that? And see if we can't piggyback a ride to Vegas ourselves, Juice.
What about the purse and the ticket sales and the pay?
Out of control.
Pay view.
Just out of control.
Extraordinary numbers.
That's why they call him Money Floyd. Jackson Trengo from Port Adelaide will join us around about 4:30 to talk about the
Love
power.
Jacko.
Got the big game against Brisbane, the much improved Brisbane coming up. And we're going to try and get to our professor today. I won't say any more other than that, because sometimes he gets a little squeezed at the end of the night because there is a lot to get through. And right now, Murph, congratulations. You'll find yourself on Today Tonight tonight.
What?
They're doing an expose on welfare bludgers with workplace injuries that are fake.
I knew you would do this.
And for those who didn't see it, and you wouldn't have, because why would you? Why would you be bothering following Sean Craig Murphy's out of studio antics a little earlier today, around about 2:03?
Yeah.
Murph thought things went off in the studio, thought things went blank. Well, never seen a man move like Carl Lewis.
He did too.
Than you, Sean Craig Murphy, who was supposedly battling a debilitating foot injury that has left you with a club foot.
Couple of toes should be removed.
My God, Murph, you're a scam. I've not seen you go so fast. The whole office stopped and said, what was that?
The adrenaline kicked in. I was in excruciating pain, but I wanted to save the station. We were going off air because Flag took us off air.
But we weren't off air.
We weren't.
We were fine. Everything was fine, mate.
We've given a couple of quotes to Rosanna tonight.
No.
We have too.
They're not going to be
Frank
kind.
Frank Pangelo's going to be knocking on the door very shortly.
And he's retired.
No, he's still out there actually doing some background work. We will have said things akin to, look, we always thought it was a scam. He's been pulling the wool over their eyes. He's taken the whole country and the company for a ride for decades. So
decades?
Yeah, that and the other joint.
And just after this next break, I've got some Marlon Port Adelaide too, which I need to get out.
Now, don't go anywhere.
Let's just not
if you're a fan of Jazz's big calls, and let's face it, who isn't? Don't go anywhere right now. Coming up next, Juice going to drop some massive mail report Adelaide. I'm not going to say any more. All I will mention is he's 0-2 this week. He's 0-2 with his big work, his portfolio of work. And as we all know, the old saying, bad things come in threes. So make sure you're listening to Car Wreck Radio next on the Rush Hour.
Thanks to Southern Volkswagen in Renault. This is the Rush Hour with Charles and Louis at Triple M.
Triple M's 10 grand no repeat workday guarantee is back. It means we won't play the same song twice. Or will we? Catch us out and win 10 grand.
Oh, you're kidding.
10K.
I think I've heard this song today.
We're guaranteed to repeat a song in June. If we don't stuff it up first.
Love taking the piss out of Triple M's Head of Rock for stuffing it up again.
Triple M's 6 till 6, no repeat workday.
Listen up, I'm not going to repeat myself. The place for the new Ford Ranger FX is Mourne Team Mount Barker, mtford.com.au.
Triple M.
That's our Charles and Louis on 104.7 Triple M.
The Juice has got some massive mail that he's about to drop on this show, and I just fear it's almost been derailed by the finding of some really hair-laden headphones. And obviously it's not you. Honestly,
I'm going to feel sick.
Yeah, I shouldn't have to say this with the star of your magnitude.
What's happened?
So he had hair covering his headphones all over. A strange.
I'm going to vomit.
And we all know how anal Juice is when it comes to his cleanliness and his OCD. All right. That, I mean, honestly, if anybody works for us, if you think you know us, get in here and clean the studio before the Juice comes.
Whose hair is it?
Well, it's got to be Ditz's because he's the only blonde one here.
Might
have been Wag. She might have been in listening to
something. They had the Angels this morning. It would have been Wag. It's Wag hair.
No. It looks like Ditz's.
Wag. Ditz hasn't got much.
Anyway.
This is right.
Jazz is about to drop some massive mail. All right. You're all good?
Yeah. No. It's about Port Adelaide selection.
All right, cool. That's the warning we put out when Jars now does it.
Yeah.
It's ACMA says you got to put out warnings for Jars. That's our ruling body.
Yeah.
Can I just forewarn you that you haven't been in great touch this week?
Oh,
well, let's be honest, you haven't. For the family who've missed the show and can't sit through it all, I'm just going to a little recap. It's been a couple of magic moments this week, a little thing called the Round of Music where we actually put teams' performances to the musical sounds of song.
Yeah. Yes.
Just have a listen to how Jazz went with this one.
Okay. Oh. This one is for...
Oh, Jesus.
Help me out here.
Come in, Murphside. I'm not putting my name to this segment or this show, mate. Let him battle. I'm going. Yell out when mine are ready.
Come on. What was the runners for? The songs for the what? What do I have it for?
You just asked me to push buttons.
Yeah, but bloody, I've lost it.
It's hard to listen to again, Murph. That'll do us.
I thought we were a team.
We are.
Jeez, you jumped off.
No, but
jeez, you can jump on and off, don't you?
I can't.
You're like a trampoline.
I cannot have you dragging me down, mate.
I've worked that. I would have stuck fat with you.
I've worked.
No, and what's the other one I stuffed up
on? Oh, the other
on?
One, of course. So yesterday, he just surprised the hell out of us and said, hey, Louis, by the way, we're going to be crossing to Europe to one of the tennis world's greats. Yeah. I thought, how good is this? He's lined up someone magnificent, maybe a Roger, maybe a Novak, maybe even a Rafa. Then he proceeded to give me this and put this to air. Hey, Rafa, you been able to get that thing out of your ass that you've been scratching for the last 20 years?
What's that all about? So, you know, you say to me these things and they can be a little hurtful. Yeah. And I am, I like to do these things. They make me feel good. Yeah.
A.K.A. Luke Chappelle, my mate.
No. Supposedly Rafael Nadal, no, A.K.A. Speedy Gonzalez.
at least we had a go at it.
And our boss came in today and said, you're 0-2.
Matty O'Reilly.
He said, well, he did. He's your boss. And he said, you're 0-2. Yeah. Are you sure you want to go with this big mail you got on Port Adelaide?
So he said that, did he?
Yep. So I'm going to ask you again. Are you comfortable going with what you got right now?
I might give it a miss.
Now, right, okay. So you're not in great nick, but this could be the redemption we're looking for.
I don't want any redemption. All I'm saying is Port Adelaide, obviously, after last week's poor performance against the Essendon Football Club, Kenny has, at this stage, more than likely made some changes.
No, don't give me more than likely. We know he's made one. He's already said Aaron Young is back in the side.
Yeah, so who's coming out?
Come hard and fast with what you got, please.
At this stage, looks
like... No, don't give me at this stage.
Jasper Pittard has been dropped back to the Sandful for this weekend's game.
Can we quote you on that?
Yes, you can.
Beautiful. Jasper Pittard. Gone.
Which is a big name.
That's
a big... He's one of his favourites too, isn't it?
Restricted free agent at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Has a big offer on the table, we're led to believe, by North Melbourne.
From the Kangaroos, yes, he has. So, sitting there waiting for him. So Jasper Pittard, my intel, is that he'll be back at the Sandful trying to find some form. Oh. And obviously Aaron Young comes back in, and there may be one or two other players that have copped the wrath of Kenny.
All right.
So there you go. That's me mail.
Teams at 5-6 tonight with Channel 7's Bruce Abernathy. Just thinking, will you get the same fate as maybe Jasper? if it's not true.
If it doesn't come off, I'll suspend myself for a week.
No, you're not going off for a week. Give yourself a holiday. I tell you what, there will be consequence. All right. Leave it with me for a minute.
Come on, this is meant to be a serious buddy chat.
Family, Triple M, Twitter, 133353. If this doesn't come true or ring true at 5-6 tonight, or when I'm out at Channel 7 doing the teams, all right, what should the punishment be for the
penalty.
Big juice?
Okay.
All right.
Now, if I do get the information correct.
Well, then it's just another hats off to you again. You do wonderful things because that's your job.
It's not.
And I say, well done, old man Elephant Nuts. You've had him out again. And you've done a great job. All right. Family, 133353, jump on Twitter.
Elephant nuts.
We need a punishment if it doesn't come true. Jasper Pittard in the seconds. Where should Charles go and do his radio next week? I suggest AA.
It's the rush hour.
With your mate, Rowie.
On Triple M, Charles and Louis doing it for Southern Volkswagen in Ranelagh. And Jackson Trengove coming up in the next 10 minutes.
Can't guarantee how much longer, though.
Dave Gleeson here from the Screaming Jets, and I'm giving your suburb a brand new anthem with Triple M's Suburban Songs. You know, I wish I could get to Blenheim. We're taking crazy stuff about your suburb and we put it into your favourite Triple M songs. This week it's Pasadena. Sweet old Pasadena. Hear all the songs at triplem.com.au and get a brand new one every Thursday at 8:30. Thanks to Suburban Taxis. Rock 'em whatever suburb you need to get to. 131 008. Triple M.
Rush Hour, Charles and Louis on 104.7 Triple M. Thanks to Southern Volkswagen in Ranelagh. I'll tell you what, now is the time to go and check out these Volkswagens and the Golfs. before the end of the financial year. Southern Volkswagen Renault, Charles and Louis, Triple M.
The Juice, true to form, uncupped, and it's suggested that Jasper Pittard will find himself out of the Port Adelaide team tonight to take on Brisbane on Saturday. Off the back of a couple of ordinary performances. I just thought, well, that's okay, and we love it. You do it. You actually put yourself out there, but there needs to be some kind of penalty if he doesn't get it right. Yeah. You know, I've gone to the family. Twitter's come hard for you, mate. Padman, swim the torrents. Jeez, I've heard that before. Of course, those still wondering about that, slate was wiped clean after a gut punch from Danny Green, who, by the way, is coming up today at 5:30.
Right.
Talk about the big fight, the news of the big fight. Jacko67, send the rhino to Coast FM or back on TV at Channel 10. hashtag redundant.
When I was there, Jacko, it was rating very well.
Certainly was. Justin Bird. Just man. Somehow like Hamish Hartlett. Doesn't matter how bad he's going. He still keeps his spot. Andrew Hill says, offer a lamb roast dinner to any of the Crows players yet to receive from the Black Rhino. Absolutely.
What's Lockie saying?
Lockie says, Jas has to live on air call up his little fat mate on AA and wind him up about Lever and McGovern leaving. I don't mind. That's a bit of cheers in that. All right. And that's where we're at the moment. Let's get to the phones.
Joe of Para Vista. G'day, mate. Thanks for holding on.
Hello, Mr. German. How are you?
Yeah, good, Joe.
What do you got for us, Joe? We're looking for some accountability. Look, I hope he's right.
Well, it's all good. What you do is you wear power colours for a week. Wherever you go, you're wearing power colours.
Ooh, power colours for a week.
And I just mean a beanie. I mean the whole gear,
the polo gear. Top, slacks, the whole lot.
The whole lot for a week.
I don't mind that.
Oh, Lou.
You've got to go to footy.
The Crows faithful who have been good to me for the last 27 years.
Yeah, that's okay. They're the Crows.
They'll pass out.
You're making all these big accusations.
You know what'll happen too. Roots will jump on it like Scotty Thompson bit, and it'll be 385 days since Jars promised to wear the Port gear.
Oh, that's right.
Joe, please.
Yeah, a couple of tickets to the Port Adelaide game. Port and Brisbane, the Twilight game this Saturday, 4:05 it starts. You can buy your tickets at Port Adelaide.
I'm working that Saturday.
Oh, I haven't finished the credit yet. Yeah. PortAdelaideFC.com.au/tickets.
Sorry, Joe, you're working that day?
Yeah, I work that day.
No. Oh, well.
Do you want to go to the rugby?
No, I'm not a rugby fan.
Anyway.
Jeez, okay.
It's all good. Give it to someone else that wants it.
Thank you, Joe. Okay. Nice start. I don't know whether I can have you getting around in Port colours.
But I'll accept that one.
For a week?
I'll have to wear their entire uniform for the whole week.
For a week.
So I'll get Jacko Trengo if they get me some gear.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that'd be bloody hard. I'm just trying. The repercussions.
Yeah.
It's brutal. So I'd rather swim the torrents.
Two nights.
In a pair of budgies.
Yeah, but you're a myth when it comes to that.
Hang on. Have you seen how dirty it is down there?
I don't care. Don't make the call in the first place, mate. You've lived here long enough to know how filthy the torrents is, mate. Honestly. So, jumper it is?
Well, I'll wear the whole uniform.
Sure. Everywhere.
Whatever Kenny Hinckley wears, I'll wear.
No, you need a footy jumper on.
Oh, no. You're
just trying to get out of it.
You're not getting around in a polo, mate, in slacks.
No
way, my friend. I want maybe a long sleeve.
I'll wear.
A long sleeve jumper that you have wear everywhere.
All week for Monday to Friday.
Footy training to the studio. We have to take a photo with you. You're not allowed on air.
My boys at Gazer won't let me in the car park if I rocked up in there.
Well,
they used to watch me back when they were little kids on their DVDs.
What a defeatist attitude. You haven't even lost yet. Mate, you might be right.
Well, I know I'm right.
Well, then what are you carrying on for?
I'm just a bit nervous about the jumper, that's all. But I'll accept the bet.
And
all right, done. Lock it in.
Can I put this to you then? I put this to you? If you are wrong and you wear the jumper,
yes, sir.
Will you out your source?
No, because he's a good friend of ours.
Yeah, but... But he's making us look bad.
No. You're coming with me, Tiger.
I'm not.
We're together.
I got nothing to do with it.
We're joined at the hip, remember?
No. Crap.
Oh, no. Oh, he recovers.
It is. Jeez, it's the rush hour with Jars.
And Jackson Trengo for the next 10 minutes. BT, Brian Taylor, 5:10 with the rush hour. Jars and Louis, thanks to Southern Volkswagen in Renault.
On the rush hour. Picked up by Trengo. That's a pretty intelligent looking snap around the body. Power fans love it. Jackson Trengo with a double fist pump celebration. It's Port Adelaide's Jackson Trengo. For Comwire IT, complete IT support and cloud solutions business.
What a great day to have Jacko in. Of course, you just missed the news. Jars dropped earlier that Jasper Pittard is going to be out of the side. And I reckon our next guest has probably got something to do with it. He was on fire early last week, yet the halfbacks and midfielders couldn't get it to him, so he could kick a bag full. Welcome, Jacko.
Thanks for having me on again, boys. It's it was a tough one for us last Saturday night at Etihad, but we're looking forward to bouncing back, obviously, against a rampaging Brisbane who absolutely demolished Fremantle. So it's going to be another tough one, but I think the way the boys trained, we're really looking forward to that response this week.
Let's talk about the elephant in the room, Black Rhino, Jasper Pittard. Is he on the money?
Not 100% sure yet. I think there's definitely going to be some changes, as Ken's already mentioned, in the lineup. Obviously, the Magpies were in fantastic form last week. Mm. I think Aaron Young's, I think Ken's
He'll definitely
almost,
come in, wouldn't he?
I think yeah. he's basically said he's yeah. definite. We've got one more run tomorrow that the boys have all got to get through. Mm. But Aaron Young's probably a certainty to come back in. Just his form, I think he kicked 5-3 and had 36 touches or something. He was incredible. But I think there will be a couple other spots that do get moved around. So Jars has put his house on that one, but I'm not willing to put my house on it yet. So.
It's disappointing because he's been a very, very good player for you over the last couple of years, but his form in the last two or three weeks has been a bit average. And obviously Kenny's going to make a statement that no one's safe anymore. Perform consistently, you'll stay on the side.
I think... with any good team, if you're not playing well, or your seconds or our Magpies in this instance are playing really well, he's got to reward the players that are doing their job. It's probably not as much you get complacent. It's the form of the Magpies has just been terrific. Chad's got them running absolutely superbly down there, and they're lively of getting a run after the performance that we dished up. I mean, if you're winning, it's very hard to change a side. But when you do have a loss like we did, there's got to be some changes. And I'm not exactly sure who that will be yet, but we'll find out tomorrow.
For Jars' sake, I hope it's Jasper Pittard out of the side. Not for Jasper's, but for our sake as a show and credibility, all that stuff.
And that house he just put on there.
Yeah, so. It was over in 10 minutes on the weekend. What went wrong? They were super slick, but you guys couldn't touch it early.
First 5 minutes was, you mentioned 10. I reckon the first five was pretty damaging for us. They kicked three or four goals where, we were doing everything to try and stop them, and they were just rampaging. They got their confidence after that first 5 minutes and just went away with the game. We weren't able to win the ball in the contest. They outspread us. They outrun us. They were very, very quick on their deck, which is one area which, we pride ourselves on both those areas. We pride ourselves on winning the footy in tough, and our mids have done a terrific job at that all year. And it was something that we knew that was where the battle was going to be won or lost. I think Ken mentioned during that week that it was a midfield battle, and their mids just got it done. It's as simple as that. We were utterly disappointed in what we dished up, and just the way that the boys have bounced back this week on the track, I know that we're in for a big performance on Saturday afternoon.
It's a tough competition. If your mindset's not right, you're gonna take a hit, isn't it? In this case, it is so tight and it's so brutal. The Brisbane Lions are starting to buy in the values and strategies of Chris Fagan, their senior coach.
Yeah, it's one.
And that's something you've got to respect and be aware of on Saturday night.
Yeah, very, very respectful of what they've been able to achieve. Probably since last time we played them, where we're able to play really well up there in Brisbane. But as you just mentioned, it's that 1 or 2%, and any team can beat anyone on their day. And the way that they performed last week was super impressive. Most of our boys have watched over that game to get a good inkling of what they do really well. And their midfield power is as good as anyone, with Stephen Martin up and running. And then you've got the likes
Dane
of Beams, Rockcliffe, who's come back from that shoulder injury. Zorka, I think he had 25 possessions in that first half. So
they're flying.
It's going to be a huge battle for us. But, we'll back ourselves in here at Adelaide Oval. Hopefully we get a massive crowd here for a 4-10 game on Saturday. Not another twilight one, which will hopefully our punters will enjoy.
Absolutely. Need to talk about the plus two you brought in today. And well done. You've got your lovely wife, Steph, and your little daughter, Sophia. Good to see you'll be in the VB ab with me and Jars. Well and truly above your average friend. Well done.
Yeah, always. I think every footballer is batting above their average. And
look at Jars just go quiet over there.
Yeah, he's shut
I'm
up.
I'm just getting some text messages.
He's worried about his house that he might have lost there.
He was married. That's the retirement fund.
No, it was good to be able to bring him in. We've had a couple of days on the track, so it's always good to get home and catch up with him. And I thought, why not bring him in? And just sitting out there,
beautiful,
love it. I think she'll be ripping up the place.
So we'll get to Sophie. Really. Does Steph give feedback on the footy? Where is she at when it comes to performance?
Early days, she had no idea about footy, which I really enjoyed. She's starting to pick up a little bit more. And
as they
watch a lot more footy, she's there every week and does fly to Melbourne because it gives her a chance to catch up with her family who are from there. So. Yep. She's starting to pick up a bit more and getting a bit more feedback. So it's one of those things that you just sort of shut one ear and just agree with her and
yes,
then you
honey.
Move on because
yes,
otherwise you don't get the home cooked meal. So
and,
it all changes.
Sophia, what is she, about 9 months?
Yeah, she's eight and a half months now. So she's starting to crawl around rapidly. But she's been a blessing. She's sleeping really well. We had to go to the sleep doctor the other week because we're having a fair bit of dramas. And I said, Steph, I've had enough. This is it. Go and get it sorted. The first night at work, she's sleeping 11-hour nights. So fingers crossed that it stays like that, boys.
You know what that means?
I'm able to...
number two.
Once
you got one under control.
We've got a bit of work to do before that, but hopefully...
Stay in nappies, Jack. I'm telling you now, stay in nappies.
Hopefully, it's all going well and really enjoying it.
And on a sidebar, you must be stoked with your own form. Even though you didn't get a lot of footy after quarter time, you started like a house on fire. You look like you're in for a big night in the weekend.
Yeah, I feel like I'm developing in that role. It's probably taken me a little bit longer. Like, I've been able to, you know, get on the scoreboard in patches, but it hasn't been a consistent effort. I think I'm starting to learn the craft as a forward. It probably takes a few more weeks than what I would have thought. And, you know, just the way you got to lead, you got to trick your defender into it. I thought it was probably a little bit easier. But, you know, to Lady's credit, I've been doing a lot of work with him just behind the scenes of just working out. It just sort of started to click on the weekend. The first half, I thought I was able to, you know, take a lot of marks and get my hands on the ball. It would have been nice to, you know, kick a couple more goals and get a bit more entries. But, it did feel, I felt a lot more comfortable there on the weekend. And then, you know, going into the ruck, I also felt I was able to contribute in that patch. So, It's a development, but really enjoying it down there. No.
Positive signs, mate. Let's hope the bag's just around the corner. Maybe Saturday against the Lions.
Be nice.
Thanks for coming in, Jackson Trengove, and give our best to Jasper.
Thanks for having me, boys. And I'll pick up Jazz's house next week. I'll have the keys. He's a bit worried. He's worried.
How many sets of keys would you like?
Get them rattling.
Good luck, mate. Have a great game.
Thanks, boys.
The Rush Hour with Jazz and Louis. Time to treat yourself with golf run out specials until the end of June. It really is the perfect time to treat yourself at Southern Volkswagen Ranella, 104.7 Triple M.
Adelaide Crows, Jake Lieber, commanding back pages right across the country this morning. Of course, Jake out of contract, put things on hold until the
CBA
is sorted and what sort of rise is happening with the salary cap. A lot of talk. Melbourne are going to pull the lever. That's the headline in the Melbourne papers. He's a very talented young man, played 45 games of footy now for the Adelaide Crows. Gary Lyon, speaking on Melbourne radio, suggests somewhere between $800,000 to $1 million for this young man.
Jake Lieber. Boy, hell, if I'm putting the list together, I think he's that good. I think he is that good that he can command the top price for a defender,
which is
$800 or $1 million.
It's a big call.
Wowee.
That is a real big call.
Gee.
45 games, averages 17 touches a game, 6 marks, 1 goal, 1.
And he plays at intercept mark.
Yeah, and I love him. I think he's a fantastic player, but that is a massive call. I love Gaz, the lone wolf. Love him dearly, but I reckon...
It's too much.
This is where the trouble starts, and I think football clubs in general will be going, God, why do people try and put prices on these guys? And I know it's the media's job to speculate and do all things, but what it does, it gives managers ideas, all right? So here's the deal. Gaz now says, he's... could command the top dollars. He's in his second and a half year of footy, Jake Lieber. All right, yet to put together a good canvas of work, a consistent canvas of work. But so when he goes to contract talks now, and the Adelaide Crows probably shelve out maybe 500.
You reckon he's 500 a year?
Yeah, about tipping that.
Yep. Yeah. That's what I would have said.
A lot on potential and
that's
promise.
That's what I would have said.
Yeah. So around 500. So just let's say the argument is 2 year deal, $1 million. All of a sudden, the manager goes, "Well, Gary Lyon reckons he's worth 800 to a mil.
Oh, no, where you going?
They're about a mil short."
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, he goes, "I wouldn't have thought so." And then you get into this great little stalemate, and you got to be almost inhuman not to be looking at it and going, "Hang on a minute." But one of the top footy experts reckons I'm worth closer to a mil, and they only offer me 500, aren't I? Selling myself short here.
Surrounded short.
Here, manager. And the managers, as we all know, play things hard off everyone.
Yep.
And teams that are shopping, and then you've got the go home factor because he's a Melbourne boy.
Correct.
Would be driving Adelaide insane. But you look at it and you go, it's almost irresponsible to a degree because that's how it all starts and that's how the hype builds. And we'll talk to BT about it later on as well. And I'll guarantee you'll say this, but it's, you know, it's because he's a real talent and the market forces are driving. Gaz just didn't pull it out. Gaz said this. I just look at that and I go, that's where it all starts and it just drives you insane. Jake would be embarrassed that he's been called $1 million player. He knows he hasn't done the work
Absolutely.
Yet. He's a super talented kid who's shown all the signs of being an A-grade key defender who has, like you said, the ability to intercept the footy, and that is the number one.
If he can get a two-year deal with the Adelaide Crows, 500 a year, right, for the next 2 years, that next contract after that, then you start the talk.
Yeah. Well, you back yourself
around those
in.
Figures.
He's a young man.
He's still got a lot to learn.
Yeah, but I sort of look at that and I go, and I feel for the Crows because not only are you dealing with market forces, you're dealing with interstate kids.
Correct.
Which has always been the double whammy, which is why the collar allowance always came in for Sydney and Brisbane.
To give you the top
to try
up.
And give you a little bit extra to keep them for a little bit longer. Yep, so
what's McGovern then?
Oh, God.
What's this situation?
Well,
who's going to come out and say next, oh, he's an $800,000 player?
McGovern on potential is an $800,000 player, isn't he?
Of course he is.
But Adelaide can't afford to pay him both $800,000.
Exactly. Exactly.
Not yet.
No.
And you would hope that the kids are in fairness. They're going to go, well, we're not quite ready to get into that sphere yet. But then again, look at the money that's getting thrown around.
Oh, no, Lou.
Josh Kelly, 9 years for $9 million.
Johannesson from the Western Bulldogs.
Wants $800,000 a
year. Please.
Honestly.
He can't hit a target.
And who's driving that? A greedy manager that got an idea in his head that he's a Norm Smith medalist and he's one of the best in the comp.
No.
I don't get it. I love Jake Lever as a player, but I certainly don't think right now or potentially in the next year or so he's going to be, he's a $1 million defender. He's not Alex Rance yet.
The Rush Hour with Jars and Louis. Time to treat yourself with golf run-out specials until the end of June. It really is the perfect time to treat yourself at Southern Volkswagen Ranella, 104.7 Triple M.
Big second hour to come, Juice. Big second hour. Our very good friend, the Green Machine, Danny Green. And, of course, the massive news that Mayweather's going to fight, the Notorious.
Yeah.
Oh, I cannot wait for that.
Fight of the century, Lou.
It's going to be awesome. We're doing our best right here, right now, to get to Vegas. We might do a crowdfunding exercise soon, just to get involved. BT not far away, of course, 5:10 every single Thursday. Got a feeling Brian, who's not a man of the people, might be a bit testy today.
And Port Adelaide fans, Jasper Pittard looks like he's going to be playing in the Sandful. Kenny has sharpened the axe and has gone berserk down there at Alberton.
A little not the now for Jasper.
That's it.
And we'll find out, of course, teams at 5 to 6 tonight with the one and only Bruce Abernathy, ABBA of Channel 7. But right now it's time to do this.
The Rush Hour's quiz with No Name. Thanks to Automasters.
Are you ready for a braking emergency on the way home? Call 1300 Automasters and get a brake inspection.
Where are we heading today, Juice?
We're going to go to Two Worlds and say hello to Joe. G'day, Joe. Welcome and all the best.
G'day, Charles and Louis.
Joey, good to have you on board, mate. Automasters Lifeline. All set with that, know how to use it, everything else? Don't want to ask for a second one?
Yes. No, all good. Thank
well
you.
Well done, mate.
Yep. They don't want to cheat.
No.
I love it.
And that's what
it's
I love
really
the family.
Really good. Elite standards coming from the family on the outside. Joe, 10 questions. Well, actually, 9 if you remember to use Automasters. 60 seconds. Time starts into that first question. You get them all right, mate, you get $1,000. All right, good luck.
Here we go, Joe.
All right, here we go.
What major golf tournament starts tonight in America?
The US Open.
Which local player is leading the AFL in tackles?
Pass.
Okay. Who are the Western Bulldogs playing on Sunday?
Melbourne.
Who is the world's number one one-day bowler?
Hazelwood.
Which AFL team does Adam Simpson coach?
West Coast.
Which team is averaging more frees this year, Crows or Port?
Port.
Name a side playing in this weekend's Super Netball Grand Final, Joe.
Giants.
Andrew Jarman has a pet called Ruby. What sort of animal is it?
Oh, are you kidding me? That'll have to be Automasters.
Okay. Who was Conor McGregor fighting in August?
Mayweather.
Name the band confirmed as the AFL Grand Final Entertainment.
Oh, no.
Oh, I heard them today.
Quick.
No, don't know.
Oh, Joe! Your tactics were very good.
Oh, he was on fire.
Oh, Lou.
This is going to hurt, Joe. It's going to hurt. I'm going to tell you the numbers.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Correct.
Oh.
$80, Joe. You were perfect all the way through. So you passed on question number 2, which local player is leading the AFL in tackles? You'll kick yourself. Rory Sloane.
Oh, of course.
It's a tackling machine. And then Automasters, you went with Andrew Jarman as a pet called Ruby. What sort of animal is it? Now, you're probably right to be exacerpated, but it is a dog because he's a dog man.
It's a guide dog.
He's a dog man.
It's a guide dog. Beautiful lab.
And the only thing that really tripped you was name the band confirmed as the AFL Grand Final Entertainment. You would have heard it here last week. The Killers.
The Killers. No. Yeah. I didn't.
Brandon Fowler.
I didn't.
Didn't have it?
Oh, no.
No, that didn't.
Might make you sleep a bit better tonight then, mate.
Well played anyway, Joe.
$80,
great.
Joe.
Thanks, guys.
Really good effort. Love the way he knocked back the extra Automasters as well. Elite standards. Speaking of elite standards, Danny Green, 5:30, but up next, a man that lives by them. Lives by them. The one and only Bristle, Brian Taylor, minus the lovely Mrs. Briss this week because he is interstate. It's the Rush Hour, Jars and Louie.
Triple M's 10 grand, no repeat workday guarantee is back. It means we won't play the same song twice. Or will we? Catch us out and win 10 grand.
Oh, you're kidding.
10K.
I think I've heard this song today.
We guarantee to repeat a song in June. If we don't stuff it up first.
Love taking the piss out of Triple M's Head of Rock for stuffing it up again.
Triple M's 6 till 6, no repeat workday.
Listen up, I'm not going to repeat myself. The place for the new Ford Ranger FX is Mourne Team Mount Barker. NTFord.com.au.
Triple M.
Here we go.
Come on.
Gracious me. They've gone
berserk.
Bloody hell. Did you see that?
Oh, boy. Wowee.
Oh, it's that time of the week when we've had to track him down across the Nullarbor, of course, calling duties with Channel 7. Thursday night footy. West Coast taking on the Cats. The one, the only Bristle. Welcome, Briss.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Bristle, tonight, a very important game for the West Coast Eagles. And obviously Geelong are on a bit of a roll. Now, a couple of changes for the West Coast Eagles. The second question, Sammy Mitchell, should he retire now instead of waiting at the end of the year? Because I think he's got some doubts about his playing ability, Sammy Mitchell.
No, he's a gun, Sam Mitchell. He's an absolute gun. Why do you want him to... every time you've got an oldies player and they have a bad game or two, you want him to retire. I like these guys, are like any other player, they have their ups and downs. I'm sure he'll retire at the end of the year, but I think he's still got something to give, hasn't he?
I reckon he has.
Well, you can't play him and Pritis in the same midfield.
Why?
Well, no, there's no leg speed between the two, Bristle. They're great ball getters, but they've just got no leg speed, especially over there.
There's other people with leg speed. I mean, what a load of nonsense that is. But, you know, like, his leg speed is made up for in the fact that he's thinking 3 seconds before anyone else knows what's going on.
Yeah, I acknowledge that. He's got great vision. There's no doubt about that.
One thing for sure, he's going to coach, though, and he's got tickets on himself.
Oh, yeah. He's a better coach than a footballer, he reckons, at the moment.
Super confident.
Yeah, he's got a swagger, hasn't he?
Has he got a bit of wee small man, the wee man syndrome, Briss?
I don't know whether he can decrease swagger to be able to communicate with players.
Well, it looks like, I mean, the bonce is big compared to the rest of the body with Mitch.
Nothing wrong with that,
no,
is it?
Which is okay. Now, Bristle, Jeremy Howe laid claim to being the greatest mark of all time after another absolute sensational one at the G. You were there on Monday. Is that a fair call that he now tops the tree of what has been some fantastic blokes who can take to the skies?
We mark him harder, don't we? Because he does it so often, so we mark him harder. That mark is probably one of the best I've ever seen. I mean, I was there the day that Roach took his at the MCG, and I was at Eddie had the day that Gary Moorcroft took his. If you're comparing one-on-one mark, the Moorcroft one probably had a degree of difficulty that was a little more, but Jeremy Howe just simply got a lot higher in elevation. It was an absolutely incredible mark. He is easily, in the 35 years that I've been watching this game, the most consistent best mark I've ever seen.
Wow, I
agree. And it's supposed to have died out, so even with the style of footy, still continues to take him.
What about Tony Modra? He was consistent, Bristle.
Yeah, he was good, but he was nowhere near as consistent as this guy. This guy, when I say that, I mean, maybe Modra was a better body player and could take a one-hander and could lead out strong and mark it in the dukes and do that sort of thing, whereas perhaps Jeremy Howe, that's not his go. But I'm just talking about overhead, the ride on someone's shoulders. I don't think there's been someone that's done it as consistently. I think Modra's all-round marking ability and all of the other types of marks far exceeds Jeremy Howe's. But in terms of one-on-one, getting on someone's shoulder or head, Jeremy Howe does it better.
Did you at all take to the skies in your days, other than first class up the front flying for the old bird?
Well, I did. I was.
Talk us through a couple of your great ones.
I was an aerial operator. Don't worry about that. And don't be so dismissive and sarcastic in trying to point out that, you know, just because I'm a little
I remember very strong Dukes.
I had strong Dukes and I could lead out and I could go hard at the footy and the ball could come hard at me and it wasn't a problem.
Yes.
And I did elevate on a few. I was able to get the climb up.
Who was strong enough to hold you?
Look, I don't like you being disparaging towards my marking.
Yeah, Lou, Chris, I am just asking for one. Normally, you're ready. You got one in the top pocket. Anytime I ask you a question of the career,
remember
go.
Taking a hanger over the top of the dual Norm Smith medalist Gary Ayres at one stage. Oh,
it's not bad.
Back as a step ladder.
Yeah, nice. Very strong. Nice. Body type, yes.
Is that good enough for you?
Yeah, that's absolutely. That's all I wanted, Chris. Mate. What I wanted was a bit of Sam Mitchell swagger.
Well, I'm not a swagger off, but I was able to mark the footy.
We knew that.
And finish off too, which is more important, Bristol.
Yeah, that's right.
Sit tight. Got to get a lot to get through. Some really cracking games of footy. Port Adelaide, are they going to bounce back? Jars dropped some big mail earlier. We're yet to confirm, but a man by the name of Jasper Pittard might find himself in the seconds this weekend. We'll get your thoughts on that.
Can't wait for the Pittard thing. That's earthbreaking.
That's what Jars does, Chris. That's what he does. He shakes your very foundations. It's BT, Jars and Louis on the Rush Hour. 104.7 Triple M.
The Rush Hour with Jars and Louis. Time to treat yourself with golf run-out specials until the end of June. It really is the perfect time to treat yourself at Southern Volkswagen Ranella. 104.7 Triple M.
Bristol is still with us. All right, Bristol, let's get to the earth-shaking news that was at the start of the show. Jasper Pittard is going to find himself out of the Port Adelaide team, according to Jars. You know who.
Oh, come on.
He's a restricted free agent. North Melbourne apparently are into him at the moment. What's your thoughts on Kenny getting and dropping one of his key playmakers?
He's an operator.
Good running halfback.
Yeah, he's a good running halfback, but he's no newsbreaker. He's making it sound like he's some superstar or something. He's a good player, but who did Port play this week?
Brisbane
at Adelaide Oval. Bristol.
They'll win that.
Yeah.
They'll win that. I think Port Adelaide are around the mark probably not a top four side at this stage, but I reckon in this type of year you can develop into that very, very quickly by putting games together. I think they're a sort of a 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th sort of side, and I think that's probably where they'll finish.
Yeah, it'd be fair to say he's a little underwhelmed, the Bruce, with that news-breaking effort by you, Jars.
Well, I thought you were going to say Buddy Franklin or something. You said Jasper Pittard.
Yeah.
And nothing against Jasper, because he's obviously a good player, but it's wouldn't have been earth-shattering.
Yeah, well.
And our former Demon star, Gary Lyon, has come out and said that Jakey Lever,
your boy,
hot property here at the Adelaide Crows, looking to get a new contract. He's worth up to $1 million a year, according to Gary Lyon.
Well, I think Gary's comments are probably right, but I think he was saying, you know, when he said he's worth up to $1 million, I think what he was saying was that's the player that he's going to become. You know, he's become very important.
He has.
I've heard other good commentators say that within 2 years he'll be the best player at Adelaide. So, you know, there's no doubt this kid's going to be good. He's playing unbelievable footy at the moment.
Yeah, yeah.
And his ability to read the opposition player coming at him and kicking the footy and to just not even hesitate, but wander off his man and help someone else out is just incredible. This guy is going to be hard to hold for Adelaide. I think he's going to be real difficult to hold, because I would think that probably Adelaide are probably at the moment offering him, you know, 5, maybe 6 at the tops.
Yeah.
Clubs from Melbourne and other areas are going to come at him at about 8, I reckon.
Mm.
And I think potentially he is worth $1 million. If you factor in the 20% rise in salaries that they're about to get the players, then, you know, he's probably going to push that. He's going to be a 250-game player.
Mm.
He's going to be a great defender. He's going to be better than someone like Daniel Talia. Daniel Talia is real good.
Yeah.
Real good. He's going to be better than Talia because he's got a bit more offensive ability about him.
Yeah, well, he's a pure intercept player. He plays by feel, and you need guys like that. He's outstanding at what he's doing. He's played 45 games, Bruce. I think Gaz needs to just tone down a bit. And if anything, that sort of talk, that's what gets everyone in trouble.
No, he doesn't need to tone that talk down, because Gaz was saying that's what he's going to turn into. I've heard other commentators, I've heard other people that know how to judge football saying that this young kid is going to be an absolute star, and I think he is. And Adelaide would be hating the talk about Jake Lever at the moment, because every time someone comes out and says something like Gary Lyon, his price goes up another $50,000.
Yeah, and that's what I mean. What you get now is you get the inflated opinion. So, and this is not through Gaz's fault, but what happens every time it speculates in the media, the clubs, and more particular, the managers go, well, hang on a minute, he's worth 800 to a mil. So therefore, like you said, say he's getting offered 550 at the moment. He goes, hang on a minute. that's nowhere near the mark. And then all of a sudden, Crows jump it to 650. He goes, well, I'm still off the 800. It actually causes a lot of trouble. And, you know, as I said, the guy's played 45 games of footy and showing real good signs he's going to be elite. But I think when you start throwing numbers around like that, everybody gets inflated ideas. In particular, guys are in charge of the checkbooks, and that's the managers.
No, everybody gets inflated ideas when every club in the competition's after him. And the reason that every club in the competition is after him is because they know how good he is and he is going to be. And that's got nothing to do with talk. That's got to do with every other club and their list management team judging him as an incredible player of the future.
And probably add into the fact that he's in a state and he's away from home.
Yep. And, you know...
He'll stay with us anyway, so...
Which player doesn't want to go home?
Yeah,
you
know? But these days, apparently. Yeah,
yeah. But anyway.
Righto, Briss, what's on your radar, big man? Anything exciting? What are you, have you any car park incidents? What about flying? Maybe when you got to Perth, coffee issues, any issues in life with you at the moment? Where are you at?
Oh, I tell you what did happen over here. I'm not sure I'm supposed to mention this. Keep it quiet if you can.
Yeah.
Normally our suits are at the hotels to pick up to wear tonight.
Yep.
No suit. We had to go on.
Oh.
No suit because the bozo out at the concierge out the front, he sent it back to Melbourne. So we don't have any suits for tonight.
No way.
No one's got a suit.
Oh.
So we've had to go down to Tony Marlowe or Barlow or something like that.
Yeah, yep.
And we've had to jump into a new
fresh
suit tonight. So take a close look and you'll find that they're not
completely
exactly precise fitting.
Off the rack, Briss. Are you wearing off the rack?
Off the rack.
When was the last time you did that?
A suit off the rack for me.
Jeez,
and,
beautiful.
I've done well. So, yeah, so we've... just one of the little things that often happens when you're touring around.
Can the Doggies recapture any kind of form against Melbourne, who I reckon got an enormous amount of belief on Monday that they might be set to launch into the top eight and stay there?
Well, the Bulldogs will win this game really comfortably and easily. And Melbourne is just... I am a bit feisty.
It's good. I like it, Bristol.
He's had to go down out with the general public to go shopping to get himself a suit. That's why he's a bit flat.
I get annoyed with you guys. You get over there and you get in your little cage over there and off you go. And
don't take out the fact that Jars dropped Big Marlon on Pittard and put that in my corner as well, Bruce. If you got an issue with it, take it up with him, not me.
Hey, good calling.
I'm not
mate.
Living in my bubble.
See you, boys.
See you, buddy.
We've upset the bear.
No, we haven't.
Oh, I think we might.
He's on.
He's off.
Which
you.
Is good. It's good.
He's off.
It's good
you.
For the call.
He's asked
up.
You to get out of your bubble.
Well, I love my bubble.
And I think
I
he's
like
still
out of my bubble.
Briss, should he get out of the bubble?
No.
Get out of the bubble, Jars, mate.
Briss,
you bubble eye.
He's bubble boy, Briss.
You need to escape the bubble and become a little more in touch with reality.
You know what he is? He's Seinfeld and the bubble boy. That's what it is.
See ya, mate.
You're a bubbleizer.
There is the one and only BT on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis, 104.7 Triple M. Time to catch up with a very good friend of ours, the Green Machine, Danny
Greens.
He's, of course, he's 1-0 over you. Jars got you down with just a nice little gut punch that had you laying in hospital for 2 weeks. Green Machine joins us. Welcome, Dan.
Jars, Louis, mate, I miss you, boys. I've got to be honest. Good to hear, boys.
We miss you, mate. You left town with all the spoils last
time.
I want to talk about the next super fight, and that is, it's official, that Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather are going to do battle. What are your first thoughts, mate?
August 26th, and it's on, mate. It's signed. It's done. It's incredible. It was a matter of time. And as Floyd says, and what Floyd, how he lives his life, it's all about the money. And this one's going to be a monster money spinner for both fighters, in particular Floyd. But Conor will do very well, and you know, the UFC will get a kick out of it. And mate, it'll be a monstrous affair. Everyone wants to see it. I mean, are you guys interested in seeing who wins?
Yeah, absolutely.
I am, yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah. Can I play you something? Dana White, the UFC prez, had this to say if you've missed it so far today.
Floyd Mayweather is 40 years old. He's always had problems with southpaws. Conor McGregor is 27 years old. He is a southpaw. And whenever Conor hits people, they fall. He will go after Floyd Mayweather, and he will try to knock him out.
Righto, Dan, I need your thoughts, mate. You've been in that ring. There's nowhere to hide. You've got a man now. You're taking away half, if not more than half, his weapons in McGregor. How's he going to fare?
Look, Floyd's a favourite. Conor McGregor, I love watching him. He is a super fighter. He's an incredible, incredible exponent of many, many different fighting components.
Yep.
Techniques. Kicking, punching, wrestling, grappling, elbowing, spinning kicks, you name it, mate, this bloke does it. And he is an absolute character, but he's a consummate professional. He loves fighting.
He loves what he does, and he's not going to go in there without thinking 100% that he's going to beat Floyd Mayweather. And then you got Floyd Mayweather, one of the greatest of all time, defensively almost impenetrable. So Floyd's going to have his way with Conor, I think. But in saying that, you just don't know. But look, you know, if it was, you know, boxing, it's a boxing fight, and Floyd's one of the best boxers ever. So, you know, Conor's really up against it. But that, it only takes one punch, and that's what makes his sport exciting. Yeah, but you've got to be on. You've got the money's got to lean well and truly towards one of the greatest of all time.
Dan, what kind of training will McGregor start to do? A lot of technical boxing now in the next until the lead up to the fight, do you think?
He'll just be boxing, mate. This is something new. He's been boxing a lot the last couple of years. The last year he'd have been boxing a truckload. He is just 100% skills, tactics, techniques, boxing experience. Just getting in the ring as many times as he can.
Righto, Dan. The great unknown, and you were subject to it. You got a cheap shot that nearly ended your night here. McGregor gets in there, wears a couple at some point, starts to get frustrated. All of a sudden, comes out, reflexes kick in, fight versus flight mode takes over, and he goes whooshka with a bit of a knee or an elbow or something else, and it's on. It could be all over.
Mate, I had two kickboxing fights before I boxed when I was younger.
Yep.
And a couple of times I consciously went and needed a blow because it was just instinct.
Yep.
So, I mean, and Conor McGregor's been doing it forever, so instinctively it will be a little bit of a challenge, but in saying that, mate, he's an all-time professional. He'll know exactly not what to do, and he'll be sweet, mate. I don't think it'll be a problem for him because he knows he's purely going to be focused, and his mindset and his experience in the last year is all just hands. So he'll be sweet.
And Vegas, not like Vegas needs amping up a bit, but just Vegas will be going off its nut, won't it?
Yeah.
We just asked our boss, can we go?
Can we go, Dan?
I reckon I'm going too, boys. I reckon I might be there. I'll send you a postcard. I tell you what, the writing might be a bit wobbly, that's all.
Yeah, no, that's okay, mate. We read Braille in here. Thanks for your insight,
great
mate.
Stuff,
cannot
mate.
Wait. Hope you're keeping well. Hope to see you soon.
Yeah, you too, boys. Hey, lovely to hear your voice again, fellas. I really do miss you and all the guys out there at Triple M in Adelaide who show me so much love and support. But last time I was there, and as always, really, really appreciate it. Have a great day, and thanks for having me on, boys.
Loving your work, Green Machine. Danny Green on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis. 104.7 Triple M Vegas.
Oh, here we come.
Maybe we can get him Dan's posse. And we can be just a couple.
I'll carry Dan's bags.
I'll just drink with him. Playing injured. Big story across the AFL world, and a lot of great war stories about players and the injections they've had throughout their careers. I think Dermy said over 200 through his career.
Our boy Buddha Hocking.
Teddy Richards said he had about a dozen in the lead up to the 2012 Grand Final. Johnny is now, he's the man that's raised the alarm on this one. He's the Professor of Medicine at Sydney Uni. Mr. David Hunter, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Thanks very much for having me along.
This is an intriguing one for us because we're in that generation of footballers. We're either just 50 or almost turning 50 in here, David, and we played through an era where having a needle, getting an injection was the done thing so you could play without really thinking of consequences down the track. So what's the take out here for guys like us and maybe more in particular for the next generation of player who are playing now?
Sure. So the occasional injection is unlikely to be a problem, but repeated injections into a joint are usually being done because the joint is unpainful, it's unstable, and a person's having difficulty playing without it. In that context, I think we need to listen to what the joint is trying to tell us. It's painful for a reason. And in that instance, whether it's a torn ACL or torn meniscus, that joint is not mechanically stable, and the more high-impact activity you do on it, the less likely that joint is going to be in good stead long term.
Now, David, the rule of thumb we were taught and we played in the 80s and the 90s was pretty much that, especially quarter zones, that injections two or three times you're probably going to be okay with, but any more after that into that same joint in that same spot, you are asking for trouble.
And that's probably a reasonable rule of thumb. And, you know, the premise for most of this story comes on the back of a scientific article that came out in an American journal the week before last that showed that repeat injections every 3 months over a 2-year period didn't provide people with any benefit and probably actually made them a little worse in terms of the joint structure. And when I say joint structure, they looked at MRIs over that 2-year period, and people who were having the injections compared to people who were just having salt water injections lost more cartilage.
Professor, how long does the cortisone shot stay in your system? And the second one, what side effects?
Yeah, so the one-off cortisone shot doesn't stay in your system for very long, probably 2 to 3 doses at most.
Yeah.
And in the joint itself, probably anywhere up to 24 to 48 hours. So it doesn't last very long within the system. And as a one-off injection, it probably really doesn't have much of any long-term side effects. The oral formulation, so taking prednisone as a tablet, in contrast, does. And it causes a whole host of side effects. But, you know, the ones we worry about with a one-off injection would be things like infections.
Yeah.
But they're very, very infrequent.
Professor, what about the anaesthetic now? It can have issues on the joint health as well.
Yeah, so there's some really good recent data suggesting that regular high-dose local anaesthetic into a joint actually kills cartilage cells, which is not good for a joint, obviously, long-term. Yeah. So that you want to minimise that as well.
All right, and last one, and then this is because we've heard a lot of players, and it's not boasting, but it's just matter of fact, and we've heard the stories of the Brisbane Lions in the early 2000s, how they used, I think, 17 or 18 vials of painkillers so the boys could get up. The average weekend warrior, the amateur footballer, the amateur sports person who is considering following in the footpath of the elite athletes and maybe going to get a jab, what's your advice to them?
If it's something that they're doing on a regular basis, I wouldn't bother. I mean, obviously football means different things to different people, but if you're going out there just for one last hurrah and you're having repeat injections into one joint, you've got to think what's going to happen in 10, 20 years' time. And I don't think a lot of people think about what they're going to be like in 10, 20 years' time. I don't know what your joints are like, but I think we need to think a lot more about the long-term consequences and what that's going to do to your activities and lifestyle later on.
Well, Professor, I'm going to answer your question. You're the world-leading expert on osteoarthritis. You and I need to catch up, my friend. I need to catch up, and I hope you're going to have no lunch that day for you, mate. I got it everywhere. I need to talk to you.
I'd be happy to help.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate your insight, Professor, and it's one of those ones where you got to be really sure what you're doing, and it's got to be worthwhile, because too many guys, as you said, late 30s, early 40s, early 50s, are really struggling having replacements of joints. Thanks so much for your time.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me along.
Professor of Medicine David Hunter of the Sydney University. Righto, Juice, you've done well. The active listening has hung in there today.
Yeah, well, better today, wasn't I?
You were. Now the moment of truth. Because where are we going now?
We're going straight to Channel 7's Bruce Abernethy for all the teams.
Yeah, I hope Jasper Pittard's out. Take it away, Ab.
Go, Abs!